This meeting is now being recorded.
Participating today on the call. So thanks also Stop, Yvette, thanks for organizing it and yeah, to sending out the B-Weekly invitation. So, and I would like to discuss with you, team, following two or three issues. Yeah, first of all, feedback on the new structure of the subtopic. Yeah, I'll send out one or two emails. Didn't get any feedback on this. And yeah, it would be great to get any feedback on the new structure, how to deal with it, or do you have an idea how to make it better? And yeah, the second one is how to allow or how to deal with the key action steps. We have actual 9 items. We have 6 people in the subgroup. And yeah, we have to decide who's responsible for what, yeah, and how we will work on it. And I wasn't participating last week on the conference call, our Tuesday conference call, so I don't know if Zarka told you that we will meet in August. And we have an internal CCTLD meeting, and we will discuss some other topics, and also for 2 or 3 hours spend the time to structure and to finalize the SSR to structure on this topic. So let's come back to the first question. So feedback on the new structure, what do you think of it? Is it okay? Can we work on it? Do you miss something? Because we started with 37 items and now we have 9 work items, and I began to describe it, yeah, what's the goal of each topic and what to achieve with it. So my first question to Denise, to you, Carrie-Anne, what do you think about it?
I'm just trying to locate it amidst my sea of email. When was it sent out?
Oh, I think it was in the beginning of July. Yeah, maybe the first week.
Yeah, I just wanted to refresh my memory on it.
Ah, yeah, just looking for it. Okay, perfect. Let me double check it. I think.
Hi, Bobin. This is Yvette. Do you remember what you would have titled it?
Yeah, I'm looking for just give me 2 minutes or a second, not 2 minutes. Yeah.
Okay, no problem. We'll find it.
Yep, it was sent. Is this the one that was sent June 4th? Or is that older? And Yvette, is it on, or Bernie, is it on the wiki? And just look there.
Okay, I'm looking for it now. Are you looking? I see something sent out at the beginning of July that was a Google Doc for the work plan. I see some security frame. Is it the work plan? Is that what you're looking for?
Yep.
Let me see if I can. I did have one work plan uploaded here. I don't know if this is this what you're looking for? Does this look familiar?
No.
This isn't it.
No,
okay. Then let me see if I can get that other Google Doc.
Let's try this one. That was the initial output from our Madrid meeting. And
is this what you're? Okay.
Yeah.
Is that what you're looking? Yeah. This is it.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah.
Okay. So this is where ICANN SSR starts right here. This is the subtopics from Madrid and
number one,
number
two,
right there. Okay.
Yeah,
so
that's number two, and
then if we go down, it has the work items and action steps along with comments.
Yep, that's what I meant. Yeah.
Okay.
So
you
I started to describe it. Yep, that's it. So
okay.
Now we have in the following 9. Key action steps, and the first one is a comprehensive assessment of ICANN's internal security, stability, and resiliency operations processes, which includes, but it's not limited to the following. Yeah, and these are the one of the or an output from the 37 items which we had at the beginning of the document. Yeah, so what I tried is to reorganize it. Yeah, to find key action step. Yeah, and to focus on different topics. Yeah, the first one is ICAS internal security, stability and resiliency. The second one is the ISO security management part. Yeah, so what was the idea? The idea is to perform a comprehensive assessment of ICANN's information security management system, yeah, with a focus on security management system. And we talk about best practices, standards, and so on, and certification related processes. And here are some examples with SOC 2 or SOC 3 with ISO 27001. And what should be in the scope, and that are the main points. Yeah. So the idea was to perform a gap analysis, to perform interviews or to review descriptions, to found something about growth and responsibility, risk management, risk treatment, resources, competence, access control and cryptography, physical and environmental security, operational security, system acquisition, development and maintenance, and supplier relationships. And all this together is only linked to security management. We have some similar topic as the next one, the work item number 3. Yeah, it's a focus on business continuity management within ICANN. And so can we... okay, perfect. I can move it. So same organization like... topic number 2, but only with a focus on business continuity, and also SOC 2 or SOC 3, ISO 22301, that's a standard that describes business continuity management. And what should be in the scope? In the scope should be also gap analysis, and that covers the following domains. And when I'm talking about the domain, it's not a top level domain, it's a domain in the standard. Yeah, anyone or someone that I can have to talk to us how they deal with business continuity objectives and plans, yeah, and what operational planning and controls are in place, what for business continuity strategies are in place, yeah, and how they prioritize it. So same topic like number 2, but only a focus on business continuity. That was in this work item number 3. Work item number 4 focused on security internet management process and to the proactive part. So what you can do or what ICANN has in place, yeah, to prevent some DNS related incidents. And here also some issues on this topic. That's the point where it stops. So number 5 is same direction like security incident management. It's not security incident management, it's security incident response planning. So it's only part of the security incident management process. Yeah. And the other one, there are a group of number 6, number 7, number 8, and number 9. There are a group of the other topics which, yeah, referred, yeah, from the 37. So I tried to create 3 or 4 groups, new groups, yeah, and to put all the stuff inside. And what I need from you is a feedback on this. Any feedback would be great, yeah. So I think only Nurul was the one who has one. Yeah, he wrote me a mail about the security incident process and if the algorithm is inside or not in the scope. And that was the only feedback I got from anyone, yeah. And so, how you deal with it, is it full, what do you think about it, yeah, on the new structure, and can we work on it? Denise, can you, Denise, come on, go ahead.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I owe you items, I think, for number 6, related to the registrars. Which I can send along. So I think one of the, it strikes me that there's an enormous amount of work here, and were we thinking of hiring a consultant to do a sort of first pass review of items listed, or a full analysis of all the different elements and then providing a report to the team? Or I guess another option was, were we thinking of doing sort of initial investigation ourselves and then recommending a independent analysis of these items as a recommendation action item for ICANN? And I apologize if I'm asking questions that were already covered. I think was in another group when this last time this subtopic group met.
So, Carrie-Anne, do you have also feedback?
I think the first time we had kind of thought about doing this subgroup, generally, the method, the logic, I'm okay with. I do agree with Denise. It is a lot of work, but I'm seeing, JCR until August. And I don't know if that, Karen, I can't remember if this was the group that Eric said that he was to be, he wouldn't be a part of anymore.
Yeah, I think so. I think it was a group. Yeah, I'm not sure, but I think he wrote a mail and he said he would like to go.
So we probably have to update it, because that would make us down to 6 or 7 persons. It's something that could be done. Some of it is technical. That's a concern I would have. The idea of the subgroup is to actually do some of the analysis. I mean, what Denise was asking in terms of whether or not we'll have a consultant that would come in and do some of the more specific analysis, we could probably think about that. But some of these action items, I think, could be further consolidated based on what we can tangibly do in the time frame that we have, or with the capacities that we have. It's 6 of us. Some are technical, some aren't technical. And we could actually probably reduce it even further, especially ones related to specific standards, and make that maybe general recommendation based on our initial analysis, as Denise suggested. But one thing we have to consider, Bob and Denise, is when James and I had met with legal, they said something not related to our subgroups, but they said something that was pretty, that stood out to me. They had stated that even as legal, sometimes they're not privy or have access to a lot of documents throughout the entire body of ICANN. So I think in addition to doing this, we probably have to do an analysis to see what information we'll get access to properly perform these. Because our language, if we accept this as the work plan, it says perform a comprehensive assessment. And if we upfront know that some of these documents may be either covered under confidential information or just not accessible or just not available to us in the time frame that we need it, it would mean that we would fail at the work plan. So probably we could have a step before to probably look at the type of information we require for each, send that out to the ICANN staff to figure out where this information would reside and if we'll have access to it up front. And then that would kind of help us to reduce this. The concern I do have is a lot of the subgroups, and just a general comment, we've been very kind of slow in getting the work started because we're working through a lot of these nuances now. I wouldn't want us to get bogged down doing that, but I think there would be some value, Boban, in trying to think, if you know upfront what kind of documents would usually require for this, what years we're thinking of these documents, if we're thinking about the past year, the past 2 years, current, meaning things that have happened this year, so we could be a little bit more specific in the documents we need to actually do this. The logic, as I said, the logic to me, it makes a lot of sense, but we just have to think, how will we tangibly achieve it? And not to let, as I said, let it look as if the subgroup failed. I don't speak in a lot, but I have one more thing on my mind in terms of the subgroup operations, and I don't know if Yvette, Karen, or even Bernard could answer. I had raised in Copenhagen the possibility of subgroups meeting geographically, for example, to see if at some point when we divide the work, if we're able to meet within geographic spread. I don't know how that would mean in terms of support and recording and et cetera, based on where ICANN has, how you guys set up the operations for the transparency part of it. But I think to get some of this work done, we may have to consider advancing it through even smaller teams within the subgroups. And I don't know if it's allowed or unless we have you guys there, we can't meet remotely, for example. Let's say Boban and I decide to meet online and use Zoom or something just to advance the work. A shared doc, and if you can give me some insight into that.
This is Denise. If I can just jump on that last question, yeah, team members can meet and work and discuss things as the need arises. It's always nice to have staff doing recordings, but it's not mandatory. And if you can get together with other team members and get work done, that's great. Just need to make sure we jot down notes so there's a record of what was addressed to share, you know, with the rest of the team and on the wiki.
Hi, this is Karen. I just joined. I was just listening only to the conversation. And in Denise, I think you've captured it. The review teams have an obligation to be transparent in what they're doing and to be accountable for the work that they're progressing. And those are kind of laid out in the bylaws. So, you know, as much as we can document and make publicly available, I mean, it's very important that we focus on making sure that everything is transparent and you're accountable for what you're doing. So if we can be there to participate, that would be great. But we do need to have at least a meeting summary or a record if staff support is unable to be part of those discussions.
And to be clear, this is Denise, we're not going to sacrifice actually getting work done for an idea of a particular way of implementing transparency. Anything that this group or any individual on the team does comes back ultimately to the full team. There will always be a full accounting and discussion of what the full team moves forward. So to be clear, don't let the idea of not having a staff person there or not having a conversation recorded get in the way of getting the work done. So please feel free. Meet with other people, talk to the people on the phone or on work online. As long as we bring it back to the subtopic groups and back to the team, it will eventually be in the public domain. So at this point, the most important thing is to actually start getting work done.
So I heard a lot of good ideas. And, well, what do you think about the following? So I will meet Zarko in 2 weeks. We will try to finalize it and to describe it, what for document we propose, yeah, that ICANN should deliver or should give us to analyze it, yeah, what's the actual state, yeah, in the relevant topic, and then we will decide internally in the team how to move forward in an efficient way. So, well, in my opinion, conference calls are only a controlling instrument and nothing more. And we have to organize, and that's my opinion, yeah. The next ICANN meeting is in November, yeah, and I think it would be good to organize an face-to-face workshop, yeah, with a team members. Maybe one day we can spend and review in documents and analyze documents, and maybe the other day in interviewing someone from ICANN directly, yeah, who's responsible for the topic. So what is the idea? Go to the second or the third item, because I know the domain very well there. So I know what documents have to be there and what we have to found or what we should count in them. And if I can send them to us, we can evaluate, we can analyze it, yeah, and it will be good or a good decision to talk to anyone, to ICANN, who's responsible for the domain. So, and I think it would be the best to talk directly to him and not only via conference tool or something else. So maybe we could organize it, or you, from ICANN could organize a doodle poll, and we can try to find something maybe at the beginning of September or in the middle of September, to come together for internal face-to-face meeting, maybe somewhere located where the ICANN staff is, yeah, maybe in LA, I don't know, yeah, where they are sitting, and really to discuss it with them, yeah, and to bring it back to the team to work on it, yeah, to draft the first document, to have it in place for Abu Dhabi, yeah, and for our general meeting. So I think this could work, yeah, and that's what I proposed, yeah, how to move forward in this topic here. What do you think about it?
Baba?
Yep.
So I think that makes sense. I support it. Probably when you and Darko meet, I'm conscious of is that ICANN is a huge entity and they may call the names of document ways. So there's document based on what you think we need, and as I said, when you circulate, we can make input as well as the documents we think we may need. Give the input from like a legal audit perspective into it. We can give broad descriptions as well, not to just give them the titles of documents that we're familiar with, but probably a description of what we know we might need. For example, the business continuity plan, we may not know who it may reside in, but business continuity plan for what? Like in the specific system, server, infrastructure. So at least when we send the list in, because I'm very conscious that we need to just start working, as Denise said as well. But when we send the list in, at least they're very clear what we're asking for, and it doesn't feel like we're doing a fishing expedition with them either. At least as a subgroup, we actually sound very certain about what our objectives are and what we plan to achieve from the analysis that we hope to do. And I do like the idea, and probably Karen, Yvette, Bernard, I don't know, what the last suggestion that Boban gave, maybe we can actually go up to where you guys are to actually have some sub-team meeting. I don't know what the budget looks like for smaller team travel, or if it's only restricted to when the entire team meets. You'd guide us by that. And I don't know if this facility allows for document sharing and editing. I don't know if this platform allows that, or if we have to adopt other platforms. Like through where I work, we have Zoom, that we can actually facilitate that. So we can figure it out from there.
This is Denise. Darko, I think it seems like a reasonable set of next steps. And Carrie-Anne, I think the team would be happy to entertain subtopic groups or certain team members getting together, and we just need to look at it overall and in terms of our travel budget to see what we can accommodate. I think particularly at this level of work, you can use whatever document sharing programs you feel comfortable with to start generating work, and we can always bring it into the wiki or bring it into, say, Google Docs. to provide wider access to it. And then I think James Gannon was really keen to have people consider another document sharing program. He hasn't had a chance to talk to you about it yet.
Trello is one of the only to organize
Trello, yeah.
Task and well, my experience
and then I'll,
that I have in the last years, yeah, it was always, it's better to talk to someone about a topic and not only to share it on a, let's say, not only on a tool-based approach, yeah, it's much better, yeah, if you help someone face-to-face with you to discuss different topics, yeah, and I think it's more efficient, yeah, because we have limited time all. If we spend 1 or 2 days, yeah, on this and really work on it, I think the output would be better, yeah, than to say, okay, let's try to organize something about, I don't know, 2 months, yeah, and work every 2 or 3
sure.
months for 1 hour for it. So it's easier for me, yeah, and I think it's also for you, yeah, to say, okay, let's lock 1 or 2 days, yeah, full days in the next month, yeah, to work on it, and I think it's the efficientest way of all. So and when we said okay, it's LA because the people are based there, I would propose yeah to get over there, yeah, and then decide if you need some consulting services or something else, yeah, because the first step should be okay, so I will finalize it, yeah, we'll describe it, what we have, what we need, yeah. Then we will need the output from the CIO list. We have questions to the CIO, and there are 2 or 3 questions also from me for scoping purpose. So what was the idea? The idea was to start from a service-based approach, yeah, not only to talk about systems and service and some technical stuff, only to say, okay, what are the services that are provided by ICANN, yeah, internal and external, and that should be the main point and the base, yeah, to start with your scoping, and to move forward, yeah, from this point. So, what we need is an answer to the questions. So, are they addressed to the CIOs or not? Yeah, and do we have some answers to them? And that will be the baseline for our scope to work on it, yeah, and to structure our work. And then we can decide, okay, is there a topic, maybe better for a consultant, yeah, or can we achieve it, yeah, what we would like to achieve there. And, this decision we have to make, at least in Abu Dhabi, yeah, but we have to decide it, yeah, because we have a time lane, and so we have committed a goal and we are working on it, but not really, yeah. So the time is going on, yeah, and now it's summer,
yeah,
and then it's winter in Abu Dhabi, and that's the end of the year, and in December nothing happened. I don't know how it's in the US, but in Europe, after the mid of December, yeah, that's it, yeah. So then go ahead in January, and yeah, so I think we should try to in 2 weeks, yeah, to say, okay, that's our final structure, that's what we need, we will circulate it on the mailing list, yeah, we will discuss on it, we will provide it to the ICANN staff, yeah, and in hope, yeah, to get the document, yeah, to analyze it, yeah. And maybe we can organize a face-to-face workshop 4 to 6 weeks prior than the Abu Dhabi ICANN meeting. That would be on what we should work on it.
Right. This is Denise. Yep. That makes sense to me. It also would be useful to, I think more specifically, if there are obvious things that we can ask staff for assistance with, identifying documents, fleshing things out on this initial list. It would be good to indicate that now.
Karen, do you want
to? Can you guys hear me?
Something? Yeah. Yes. Now.
But Chandan, I didn't hear any response yet from staff, so I was just going to jump in for a second. But when I agree with everything you just outlined, so I think probably when you've identified a list, maybe mm-hmm. we could pass to staff, and then they could probably tell us where they think we may be able to get the information. Or to see, from their knowledge of processes, what would be the best angle to go at it. If our request, the list is too specific, and the other sub-team members can probably add and amend. And then I think, as you suggested, we'll probably just set up a two-day where we're just either, if we're doing it locally, I don't know if you can come over on this end, or we go up to where they are for 2 days and work through it. For example, I won't be in Abu Dhabi, but I'm willing to do the work up until we get to Abu Dhabi just to see how we can get it done. So, yeah. I think it's a good next step.
So, Karen.
Sorry, I had to get off mute. If I could suggest, if you want to propose a meeting with the security folks at ICANN, if you can put the ask in writing, and in particular outlining some things and topics that you're interested in hearing more about or some issues. Sorry, I had you on mute because the dogs are barking at the tree trimmers in the front yard. The more you can outline in terms of what you want the meeting for, the questions you would like them to be prepared to address, and some guidance you might have on as to when you would like to arrange this meeting, I think the more productive it can be.
Yes, sure.
And then I would believe then the ask to hold a sub-team meeting, I'm not sure, Denise, but probably should go through the review team for concurrence because you're going to spend the review team money.
Yes.
So, Denise?
Yes.
You had your hand up, Denise.
Sorry, sorry, that's an old hand.
Okay. So... Yeah, perfect. We will outline it. Yeah, we will try to concretize it. We'll send it to the list, I think, at the end of August. No, in 3 weeks. I will be in Serbia on the 16th and 17th of August. Yeah. And we will send in our output and circulate it to the list. And I think that should be our base, yeah, to decide how to move forward in this topic. And yeah, it sounds good to me. Yeah, it makes sense. And I hope James and Jarko and Nalu will still be with us. And with six people, I think six is a good number yet to work on it, but it's tough. Yeah, it's really a lot of stuff here, and maybe we can, or we have to keep in mind, yeah, a consultant is an option, yeah, and we should consider if we choose it or not. Yeah.
I think that's a good point I think that's a good point too, Boban. Making sure that we identify as soon as possible those elements that we're going to need outside help for or with.
Yep.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Thanks a lot, Boban, for getting this wheels under this. At least it's looking like it's moving now.
Yeah, thank you for participating and to assist on this. And hope to hear you tomorrow. Yeah, and would like to say thank you all. And the next steps should be then we will outline it. Yeah, we will send it to the list at the end of August, and then we will decide if it's good, to come together in a face-to-face workshop, to work on it, prior Abu Dhabi or what else, So, that's
sounds
it.
Good.
And I would like to thank you and, see you tomorrow and have a good day,
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you so much, Boban. Okay. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.